ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It is time for my favourite segment of the week with our musical maestro, master, mega mind. I've run out of M words here. Martin Pepperell, good morning.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm feeling, I'm feeling a bit cool. Which is also the name of the album from the artist we're going to be talking about today. James Alexander Bright.
Oh, nailed that one. You got straight to the point.
I didn't even mess around. My man James from Hampshire in the UK.
You're just so excited to talk about him.
Yeah, just getting into it. You know, we can fucking have a bit of a general chin wag later, but yeah, so this guy, you know, I interviewed him recently, and I put it up on my Instagram and stuff, and then one of my friends sent me a message, and he was like, what are you doing profiling tech house Jason Momoa? and because, James is a big dude with long hair from the UK. He kind of looks like a Viking, but he's a lovely guy. He's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, and he's a graphic designer and illustrator and a committed family man.
Juggling music.
He does his own solo projects as James Alexander Bright. He's got a duo called Bright and Finley with Tom Finley from Groovemata. He actually sung a few songs on the last Groovemata album.
Right.
He's worked with a whole bunch of other people. This guy's had this long journey doing music since the 2000s. It all started off with he was in a band with a couple of the guys from Portico Quartet. That's an instrumental jazz group that's quite popular in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They had a band. They nearly signed to a couple of major labels. But, the labels, they have the suggestions and stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't really like the suggestions, you know. Sort of, he's quite into the arts, you know. Wasn't too keen on, so that all fell over. Decided to focus on graphic design and illustration. Ended up working for a really good agency, doing work with a lot of great brands around the world. Started a family with his partner. Then he slowly clawed his way back with the music, doing a whole bunch of stuff through the 2010s, late 2010s, signed a deal with this label called K7, German record label that's, I guess, most known for the DJ Kicks compilation series. They're doing some cool stuff. This music, it sits somewhere between soul, boogie, folk, slightly psychedelic. It's a nice balance between, he really balances programmed music and played or acoustic music, you know. So sometimes the songs will have a sort of soulful campfire feel, and then other times they'll be straight in a classic drum machine boogie mode. So all the stuff was gearing up, it was all starting to happen.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, it is. It's great. He's all over the place. And he, like in his house, family home, there's just instruments in every room. There's always an instrument within reach.
Right.
So no matter what he's doing.
That's handy, I guess.
Yeah, so no matter what he's doing, you know, whether he's doing the design work or if he's cooking or if he's with his kids or, you know, in the lounge, he can always just reach over and grab, like, a guitar or, you know, sit down next to a keyboard. So he's really that's all really tied into the family life. You know, he'll just always just be on the guitar making up songs for the kids or, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. And so over the last 4 years, he's released a few albums through a few different labels. This is the third solo one, Cool Cool. This is through a label called Athens of the North that got known for reissuing lots of classic soul, funk, disco, boogie, you name it, records. And like a lot of labels in that space, in recent years, they've started signing more contemporary artists. Because you put all that reissued music that we've talked about a lot into the world, and contemporary artists start drawing it on it as an influence. And next thing you go, know, you get modern artists making these throwback or retro styles, quite often doing it really well.
Well, I feel like we're kind of in quite a period for that at the moment.
Oh, we're this is exactly where we are, is because we've got this huge, basically like not far off 100 years of recorded music.
Wow, yeah. When you put it like that.
Back into.
Wow, yeah.
You know? Like, you think about it, you know, if there's anything that you want to get your head around or try and, you can draw from it, you know, like
yeah.
Old blues in the 1930s, you know, folk, fucking soul, funk, disco, jazz, rock, all the different types of rock, all the different modes of electronic music. There's so many possibilities out there. You just have to find your own twist on it. This record, it's a collection of soul ballads, funk records, head nodders, some slightly fuzzy, funky folk, straight up disco and boogie records. Just beautiful, beautiful imagination music. This guy just living his life, you know, the man who has it all. got a family, got a well-paid day job, got a creative practice on the side.
No, do not drag us down.
Jason Momoa.
Do not drag me down right now. No.
Yeah, yeah. It's all very funny. The whole thing's very funny. Great, no, great guy, great music, though.
Yeah, what was he really like to interview?
He's very sweet. He's a very sweet guy. He's very, just like... just a dad with like a job who's like making great music. But this is the other thing, you say it, you know, it's the fucking becoming a parent, you know, people get humbled, you know.
Yeah, do they? I don't know.
You don't know? Did your parents not get humbled? Did you not humble your parents?
Well, actually, probably, didn't I?
Did you perhaps force your parents to go through a process of personal growth and development?
Yes, actually, probably. I tortured them.
Oh, very good, you know. Very, very good. That's what we like to hear. That's the good stuff.
So Straight Line is the song you've picked.
Yeah, this is like something out of Knight Rider.
Oh, okay.
You know what Knight Rider is, Liam?
Yes!
You know about it? You know about Knight Rider?
It was Talking Car with, don't tell me his name, David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, but I mean, Knight Rider was really emblematic of this sleek, slightly futuristic, slightly, this isn't going to age amazingly, 80s aesthetic. Yeah, the talking car, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I think shows like Knight Rider and Miami Vice and all that were really quite important for bringing a lot more synthesizer and drum machine-led music into the psyche of the mainstream during the time period. Moving beyond just the underground, you know, because obviously all this cool stuff was happening in the underground, happening in the counterculture. But then you look at the processes through which, like, the sound, the moment when the sound of music shifted, the sort of the machine music shift of the drum machines and synthesizers, you look at the different ways that it became visible. And I think there's a certain type of show, certain type of television show in the 80s that really tapped into that sort of aesthetic and helped put it into people's imagination.
Interesting. Well, I mean, some of those shows had just, like, their theme songs are almost more memorable than their actual shows.
Well, funny that you say theme songs, because when James was a little kid, he used to sit in front of the TV, practice his illustration and drawing skills while watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon and singing along to the theme song.
Yes, sick.
And actually that was a massive part of his initial musical journey. Obviously there was like the big pop rock songs, you know, like the Van Morrisons, the solo artists like Marvin Gaye and all of that sort of stuff the parents would be playing in the late 80s, early 90s. But then you've got the TV shows. And you're right, the theme, the television theme and the way the television theme hangs heavy in the psyche of children for decades following. How influential some of that music is on people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I tell you what...
Good theme. Good theme.
I've been watching Law and Order recently. Love that one.
Hey, now that's a theme.
That is a theme. It's the only show where I don't skip the intro. I just love it.
Have you been... when are you going to move on to Ally McBeal, buddy?
Oh, no, I'd never seen that one. I don't know.
I think you'd quite like that one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Hey. Hey, thank you. Martin, lovely to talk to you as per usual. Have a great, great day. To our audience out there, while Martin was talking there, we you know, put out on our socials another nominee shortlist for the mighty Aotearoa Alternative Award, so go check that out. Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Of course. Now, don't forget to stay cool, cool, and keep driving in a straight line.
Martin. Here is Straight Line, his song today. Enjoy.
Thank you.
ko te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.